Many of us, I believe, have the notion that if we're not perfect in our Christian lives, that somehow God doesn't love us as much. That if I'm not perfect, if I'm not a perfect little Christian, if I, as a Christian, don't have all my ducks in a row, if I don't have all my I's dotted and my T's crossed just perfectly, that I'm not a good little Christian. That somehow God thinks worse of us. That God thinks ill of us. But really, God loves us, those of us who aren't perfect, as Christians the most. God has the greatest love for those of us who are wounded, who are hurt, who maybe are lost, who don't have all of our Christian act together. It's those that God loves the most. Some years ago, I encountered a gentleman by the name of Bob. Bob had been away from the church for 15 years. Bob and his wife, Ann, had been very active in the life of the parish. Bob was on the school board for the Catholic school system. He and his wife and their five kids came and they sat in church every Sunday. Fourth pew from the front. Every Sunday they came. But at one school board meeting, Bob got mad. Really mad. He got mad over the fact that the school board was going to enact a policy that he didn't believe in and he didn't think should be enacted. And he got so mad that he walked out of that school board meeting. And he left church. For 15 years, he left. And he never looked back. Oh, he came to church for his kids' weddings when they got married. He came to church for his grandchildren's baptisms. He came to church when a relative, a brother or a sister died to celebrate their funeral. He even put his name on the hospital visitation list to ensure that the priest would come or someone would come and visit him and pray with him. But in those visits, you know, I always knew he wasn't interested in church. He was interested in God, but he wasn't interested in the church. And I got a call, though, one afternoon from Bob. And Bob told me that he had been diagnosed with a terminal disease and that his doctor said, you need to get your affairs in order. And he said, I want to make an appointment and come see you. Can I come and visit you? I said, absolutely. And I recall that afternoon, prior to Bob's coming, that I prayed. And I prayed that God would give me right judgment. I prayed that God would give me wisdom. I prayed that God would give me the ability that I needed to say what needed to be said to Bob and to allow Bob to know that he was loved by God. You know, as Bob came into that meeting, he began by telling me, it's been 15 years, Father, since I've been to church. And he said, you know what? Right now, I feel like such a hypocrite. He said, I should have been here years before. He said, but I just couldn't. He said, you know, I just got so blasted mad. He said, it's not that I fell out of love with God, because I love God, but I was so upset about what happened to me in relationship to the school board that many years ago. And he said, you know, over time, I know my heart has become hard, and I'm cold as a Christian. And he said, you know what, though? I want to warm up. I want to come to know God again in my life. And he said, you know, I just don't know what else to do. And I could tell as he was talking to me, for 2 hours he talked. And as he was talking to me, I just remained silent because I knew that Bob was having a conversion. I knew that Bob was reaching deep down inside of himself and pulling his darkness out. and that God's light was going to shine on that darkness, and that God was going to bring Bob to a new place. I could feel that. And so, you know, as Bob was talking, you know, finally I used this scripture. I said, you know, Bob, I think what God wants you to hear right now is something that you've heard before and you've seen before in John 3:16. I said, you've been to stadiums and to events where you've seen that reference to John 3:16, haven't you? And he said, yes. And I said, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that we might not perish, but that we might live. And I went ahead to say, you know, God didn't come to condemn the world. He didn't come to condemn us as Christians, but he came to lift us up as Christians. And then I said to Bob, you know what, Bob? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you were hurt by the church. I'm sorry for the way the church has neglected you, what the church said or didn't say to you. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Bob cried. He cried. A grown man cried. We laughed some more together. We shared some more together. He celebrated the sacrament of reconciliation. And the following Sunday, he and his wife, Ann, were in church. Came to church, sat in the same pew they sat in 15 years prior, and celebrated. And he came to church every day that he could until his death. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. You know, as we celebrate this Trinity Sunday, we celebrate the relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And as we do that, I want to introduce a new preaching series that we're going to be engaged in for the next 6 Sundays called Miracle Grow. G-R-O-W. Growing something greater. We all know what Miracle Grow can do, G-R-O, don't we? You know, we've seen the commercials for Miracle Grow and what Miracle Grow can do when we put Miracle Grow on a tomato plant. You know, how it can produce a succulent and a beautiful tomato that we can eat. Or what Miracle Grow can do when we put Miracle Grow on something like a sunflower. You know, when that Miracle Grow is put on there, it brings it to life. It makes it grow. It brings about vitality to it. And we've seen the commercials as well where it's not used and how those plants don't do as well. You know, I think of that scripture passage where a seed that falls on good soil will produce 160 and 30-fold. You know, I believe what we need more than anything in our church is a growth campaign. A Christian growth campaign. That we focus on growing God and His Son Jesus Christ in our life. And that as we focus on growing God and His Son Jesus in our life, then we take that God, we take that Jesus out to the world, to others who need to grow, as we grow in God's love with Him. That's what we need to focus on. You know, how many of us grew up hearing that if we sinned, we've been condemned. Even after celebrating God's great love in the sacrament, that still yet we were left with this feeling that I'm condemned. I might as well throw in the towel. You know, God doesn't love me. God doesn't care about me. Even though we've asked God for forgiveness. You know, and what we do then is we take that condemnation to somebody else. And we look at our neighbor and we look at the splinter in their eye while we avoid the plank in our own eye. You know, we as Christians sometimes are the worst when it comes to condemning others. But the fact of the matter is that God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son so that we might not perish, but that we might live and we might grow in God. You know, can you imagine how quiet our world would be if there was no condemning for a day? Think about how quiet our airwaves would be and our televisions would be and the news would be if there was no condemning for a day. Think about for a moment how quiet your own mind would be if there was no condemning going on within yourself. If you weren't condemning yourself because I'm not good enough, I'm not perfect enough, I'm not the best Christian, I'm not the best mom or dad or son or pastor that I can be. You know, think about how quiet it would be. But here's the thing, that if we grow God's love, we can overcome that condemnation. Because God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. And with His only Son, we can have new life. And we can have it to the full. It reminds me of what Pope Francis said. Pope Francis said in September of 2013, he did an interview with America Magazine, and he said, what the church in the world needs most right now is to heal the wounds. He said the church is like a hospital that goes out to the battlefield and brings in those who are wounded. And he said, when those who are wounded come in, you can't look at what your blood cholesterol is, or you can't talk about what your blood sugar is, but you got to talk about the wound that they have and heal that wound. He said, heal the wounds. And I believe the way we heal the wounds is through love. Love is the way to heal the wounds. Love grows, condemnation kills. What I'm going to encourage us to do this week is to grow the miracle of love. And the way I want to encourage us to grow the miracle of love is stop condemning. When you come across someone who's condemning another, back away. When you start condemning in your own mind, stop and reevaluate what it is you're doing. And begin to speak up in our world in ways of love and encouragement so that we can grow God's love. Because when we grow God's love, we'll grow God in our world. And we'll grow His Son, Jesus Christ, in our world. So let us grow love and grow His goodness among us. And speak words of encouragement to one another, words of hope, words of strength, words of love to each other, so that our world can become a greener, brighter, more loving, and encouraging place to be. We have the power as Christians to do that and to bring it about because God loved the world and God gave us His Son. You know, Bob, I'll wrap this up with this. Bob has been away from the church for 15 years. And Bob came back to the church because he was wounded. And he needed God's love. And God's love healed him. God's love brought him back. And now, his wife, Ann, she's at church too. Even after his death, because she said, I want what Bob had. I want the peace and the love and the joy that he has. Let's celebrate.